हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। This second chapter of the third section of second chapter, we are seeing an important mantra. By way of discussing Swarupa Samsara Vriksha, Upanishad actually presents Brahman being the material cause of the universe. So, Samsara Vriksha, we understood. We are seeing still, we had to see that mantra, the Bhashyam part. What is Brahma? So, Brahman is the Swarupam of Samsara Vriksha. And what is Samsara Vriksha? It's a huge description of Samsara Vriksha here. I'm going to read out again the whole thing. Om Udbhamo Lovakshakaha Yesho Shvattasanatanaha Tadeva Shukram Tad Brahma Tadeva Amritamuchyate Tasmillokashita Sarve Tadunatyeti Kaschana Etadvaitat. So, Tad na atyeti kaschana. None exists beyond that Brahman. Nothing exists beyond that Brahman. Which means everything exists in Brahman. Just as wave exists in water, furniture exists in wood, all opaque things exist only in the light. The entity of the material, inert material forms, names and functions, enjoy their existence only in Brahma. Nothing exists outside of Brahma. And what is that Brahma? The Brahman is the source of existence of the entity of the universe. The Brahman is the truth of every individual. Brahman is the very source of existence of life of transmigration called samsara also. Samsara is because of Brahman only. If there's no Brahman, there can't be samsara also. Water which lends existence to samsara is Brahma. So that the samsara is likened to a tree and having its roots above. Urdham ulaha. As this tree is always of, that's why samsara samsara which likened to a tree is said to be having its roots above because of the source of existence of samsara vriksha happens to be Brahma, and Brahman is the most exalted. Because we can't beyond nothing is there. Brahman is said to be the roots of the samsara vriksha said to be above. Uddamulaha, avakshakaha. I'm going to quickly read the Bhashyam from the beginning. Urdhvam moolam yat tad vishnoho paramam padam asya iti saha ayam avyaktavaranta samsara vriksha urdhvam moolah. First of all, understand what is samsara here. Unmanifested power called maya onwards. Then all the manifestations, Brahma, this entity of the subtle universe, gross universe, up to the most mediocre living creatures, everything, plant, etc. And up to that, entirety of the cosmos, the unmanifested universe, subtle universe, and a gross universe also. Everything exists only within Brahman. And here, what is that samsara vriksha again said? ஜென்ம ஜரா மரண சோகாதி அநேக அனர்த்தாத்மக இஸ் அப்ஜெக்டிவ் நம்பர் ஒன். அநேக ஜென்ம ஜரா மரண சோகாதி அநேக அனர்த்தாத்மக சம்சார விரக்ஷம் இஸ் ஃபுல் ஆஃப் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ், மெனி மெனி ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் such as birth, death, old age, grief, etc. Then pratikshanam anyatha svabhavah, adjective number 3 actually, pratikshanam anyatha svabhavah, and samsara vriksha is of the nature of constantly, continuously being different from what it is. Maya marichi udaka gandharva nagaradivat drishtanashta swarupatvat அவசானே ச விருக்ஷவத் அபாவாத்மகா. சம்சார இஸ் ஆக்சுவலி இட் இஸ் ஆஸ் வெல் நான் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட். இட் பிகம் ஈவன் இட் ஃபைனலி இட் ஈவன் இட் பிகம்ஸ் நான் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் மீன் இட் பிகம்ஸ் ரிசால்வ் டோட்டலி லைக் எ ட்ரீ. அண்ட் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் இட்ஸ் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் அப்பியரிங் அண்ட் டிஸ்அப்பியரிங் லைக் மெஜிஷியன்ஸ் மேஜிக் or mirage water and a celestial castle built in the sky, or you can say a castle formed of clouds in the sky. This is the how the castle formed of clouds in the sky is just appears and disappears. Similarly, samsara vriksha is also of that nature. That's why it is said maya marichi udaka கந்தர்வ நகராதிபத் திருஷ்ட நஷ்ட ஸ்வரூபத்வாத் அவசானே ச விருக்ஷவத் அபாவாத்மகா. அட் தி எண்ட் இட் இஸ் இட் பிகம்ஸ் இவன் ஆப்சன்ட் லைக் எ ட்ரீ. கதலீ ஸ்தம்பவத் நிஸ்ஸாரஹ இன்ஃபேக்ட் இட் இஸ் நான் சப்ஸ்டான்ஷியல் லைக் தி ஸ்டெம் ஆஃப் அ பிளான்ட் ட்ரீ. அநேக சத பாகண்ட புத்தி விகல்பா and the samsara tree has Brahman as its swarupam, which is always the discussion in the minds of even subject matter of discussion in the minds of the non-believer, atheist, avedikas. தத்துவ ஜிக்ஞாசுபிஹி அனிர்தேரிதேதம் தத்துவா. தத்துவ விஜிக்ஞாசுபிஹி அனிர்தாரிதேதம் தத்துவா. சம்சார விரக்ஷா இஸ் தட் த ட்ரூத் ஆஃப் விச் பிரம்மன் இஸ் நாட் அட் பீன் அசர்டைன் அஸ் திஸ் இஸ் த ட்ரூத் ஈவன் பை பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆர் ஆஸ்பைரிங் ஃபார் நாலேஜ் ஆஃப் த ட்ரூத். வேதாந்த நிர்தாரித பரபிரம்ம மூலசாரஹா. சம்சார விரக்ஷா இஸ் ஆஃப் தி சோர்ஸ் ஆஃப் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் விச் கேன் பி அசர்டைன் ஒன்லி த்ரூ தி பிரமாணம் கால்ட் ஒன்லி த்ரூ தி பிரமாணம் ஆஃப் வேதாந்த சாஸ்திரம் உபனிஷத். அவித்யா காம கர்ம அவ்யக்த பீஜ பிரபவஹா சம்சார. See here, அவ்யக்தா means மாயா. So Maya is the material cause of the universe. The Maya is Brahma Shakti. Therefore, this samsara is, samsara has its origination from Maya, which alone is in the form of ignorance. Ignorance caused desire, desire impelled action, action produced results. The samsara is nothing but this life of transmigration is only ordained by parabdha karma phalam. The parabdha karma phalam is because of the actions are impelled by result and desires, and desires are because of ignorance. Therefore avidya kama karma avyakta bija prabhavah apara brahma vijnana kriya shakti dvayatmaka hiranya garbhankurah. When this samsara vriksha sprouting from the root of, sprouted seed of Maya, has Hiranyagarbha as the trunk known as Aparam Brahma in embodiment of, the personic embodiment of both Jnana Shakti and Kriya Shakti, both the power of knowledge and power of activity. Sarva Prani Linga Bedas Kandaha. Sarva Prani Linga Bedas Kandaha. And this samsara vriksha, sprouting the seed of Maya, having Hiranyagarbha as the trunk, is endowed with the many branches of varieties of beings, beings of various species. Sarva Prani Linga Bheda Skandaha Krishna Jala Avasekodbhuta Dharpaha. This is samsara vriksha, is of the vastness caused by the sprinkling of water in the form of craving desires. So desires alone become the water which contributes for the vastness of the tree. The tree continues to survive as a vast tree because always sprinkled with the water of desires. Krishna Jala Avasekodbhuta Darpaha Buddhindriya Vishaya Pravalankuraha. Further, samsara vriksha has the sprouting of nodular buds in the form of objects of perception and knowledge. Buddhi Indriya Vishaya Pravalankuraha Shruti Smriti Nyaya Vidya Vidyopadesha Pala Nyaya Vidya Upadesha Palashaha Shruti Smriti Nyaya Vidya Upadesha Palashaha. This samsara vriksha has always sustaining leaves, very sustaining leaves, healthy leaves, in the form of knowledge of anything and everything other than Brahma. Aparavidya, in terms of karma upasana, knowledge of karma upasana, kandas, shruti grantas, nyaya grantaha, the logic, and also all disciplines. Vidya, nyaya vidya upadeshaha. So knowledge of anything and everything in terms of shruti, smriti, nyaya, nyaya vidya, upadesha, upadeshas, all these form the leaves of the tree. Samsara vriksha having the leaves of aparavidya in him of shruti, smriti, nyaya vidya, upadesha. Sustained by those leaves. Shruti, smriti, nyaya vidya, upadesha, palashaha. Yajna dana tapadi aneka kriyaha aneka kriyasu pushpaha. And this samsara vriksha has the flowers of noble deeds such as performance of Vedic rituals, charitable activities, practice of tapas, etc. Aneka yajna dana tapadi aneka kriyaha supushpani yasya vrikshasya. Sahaja yajna dana tapadi aneka kriyaha supushpaha. Samsara vriksha has the flowers which produce desirable results, the noble activities, sacred activities, performance of action, charitable activities, practice of tapas, etc. Even though all these are noble, righteous activities, still they also produce the result in terms of punyam. And the punyam has to be exhausted, therefore they are also binding only. That's why samsara vrikshaha has the beautiful flowers, flowers in terms of various sacred activities. Punyam producing sacred activities such as performance of rituals, charitable activities, practice of tapas, etc. Okay. Sukha dukkha vedana. Sukha dukkha vedana anekarasaha pranyupajivyananta phalaha. Samsara vriksha has the fruits which are enjoyed by all the living beings, having the essence of samsara vriksha is that which is endowed with the fruits enjoyed by the living beings, and the fruits having the essence of the experience of pairs of opposites, such as sukha, pain, pleasure, grief, etc. Sukha, dukkha, vedana, anekarasaha. The fruits are of the essence of different types. Pleasure, pain, grief, etc. In keeping with the karma one has in one's account. The person has the punyam and he can eat a tasty fruit. If the person has the only papa punya, papa karma, and he can eat a bitter fruit. So, samsara vriksha has the fruits and it's enjoyed by all the beings. And the fruits have the essence of sorrow, grief, pleasure and pain, etc. And why such fruits are enjoyed? In keeping with the punya papa one has his own account, one can enjoy the deserving fruit. One enjoys the fruit which one deserves. Therefore, sukha dukkha vedana aneka rasa pranyupajivyananta phalaha. Until then, we have already seen. Okay? We'll see today's class. Tat trishna salila avaseka prarodha jadikrita drida baddha molaha. Tat trishna salila avaseka prarodha jadikrita drida baddha molaha. Samsara vriksha has the root which is dridabaddha. Yasya vrikshasya moolam dridabaddha moolam. Samsara vriksha has the root firmly tied to the root, fixed to the root, because it has the adventitious roots which are intertwined and strong and thick. Prarooda jadikrita dridabaddha moolaha. The tree is firmly fixed to the root, tied to the root by the intertwined, thick, strong roots. As a result of having the sprinkling of water in the form of the craving for the enjoyment of pleasures, enjoyment of the results of actions. Tat trishna means tesham trishna. Trishna, the craving for, aspirations for the enjoyment of results of actions become the water sprinkled to the tree that which contributes for the thick, strong, intertwined, adventitious roots, thereby the tree's root becomes firmly tied to the ground. It means it's not easily, it cannot be felled easily. Samsara Vriksha cannot be felled easily. Tatrishna Salila. Salila means water. Salila Avaseka Prarudha Jadikrita Dridabaddha Moolaha. We saw Trishna twice. Desire for the objects of perception, knowledge is one. Desire for the enjoyment of results of actions is one. So, that's why Tatrishna. Tatrishna Salila Avaseka Prarudha Jadikata Dridabaddha Moolaha. Then, Satya Namadi Saptaloka Brahmadi Bhuta Pakshikrita Nidaha. And Samsara Vriksha has many nests of dwelling places. Samsara Vriksha has many nests of dwelling places built by the birds of inhabitants of beings of all the worlds. All the worlds, seven worlds above, such as Brahmaloka, etc. Meaning the seven lokas, all seven lokas above are also in samsara. In all seven lokas, there are inhabitants of the beings, and all of them have the dwelling places. So here, seven lokas, and the pakshi, the birds means, what are they? They are all various branches. So, Samsara Vriksha is endowed with the various strong branches in the form of all the worlds above, seven worlds above, having Satyaloka, etc., in which there are birds of inhabitants having their dwelling places of nests built. Satya Namadi Saptaloka Brahmadi Bhutaha Brahmadi Bhuta Pakshikrita Nidaha. What an imagination. Samsara Vriksha has many, many branches. Samsara Vriksha has the nests of dwelling places built by the birds of inhabitants of the various lokas in the form of branches. Hacha Satya Loka, etc. Then Prani Sukha Dukkha Udbhuta Harsha Shoka Jata. This is very softer. Prani Sukha Dukkha Udbhuta Harsha Shoka Jata Nritya Gita Vaditra Shvelita Shvelita Sportita Hasita Akrishta Rudita Ha Ha Muncha Muncha Ityadi Samsara Vriksha is endowed with the huge, tumultuous, tremendous noise caused by the sounds, various sounds such as ha ha, muncha muncha, release, release, etc., which are the expressions of the desirable, undesirable, pleasurable, painful situations, expressing joy, harsha, shoka, grief. They covered. And that the pain and pleasure expressed in the form of what? Dancing, singing, and playing instruments, screaming in joy, clapping, laughter, and also screaming in anger and crying, etc. See what all we do, what all activities we do, how we express our pain and pleasure. Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, sometimes we clap, sometimes we All that we do, they're all expressions of our experience of pain and pleasure which we go through in desirable, undesirable situations. When we go through pleasure, desirable situation. When you go through pain, it's undesirable situation. So, our experience of pairs of opposites, we go through in desirable, undesirable situations, create the experience of pain and pleasure, and they express all forms of noises we make. Singing, dancing, playing instruments, screaming in joy, clapping, laughing, crying, screaming in anger, crying, say ha ha, release, release, etc. Ityadi aneka shabdakrita tumului bhuta maharavaha. Okay. Now, Vedanta vihita brahmatma darshana asanga shastrakrita uchedaha. This is what we have to see today. Clear? Vedanta vihita brahmatma darshana asanga shastrakrita uchedaha. So this uchedaha means cleaving, cutting. Samsara vriksha becomes cleaved by the weapon of dispassion. Asanga shastrakrita uchedaha. Asanga shastrena uchedaha kritaha yasya vrikshasya. Sa vriksha asanga shastra uchedakritaha. Samsara vriksha is something, the cleaving, samsara vriksha is that, the cleaving of which is done by the weapon of dispassion in terms of the total dispassion in the form of vision of the Atma, Brahmatma. Brahmatma attainable through the Vedanta Shastra, ordained, prescribed by the Vedanta Shastra. Vedanta Vihita Brahmatma Darshanam. Vedanta Shastrena Vihitam Brahmatma Darshanam. So vision of the Brahmatma, vision of the absolute reality obtaining as the self, ordained by, prescribed by Vedanta Shastram. And that vision itself is in the form of what? A weapon of dispassion. So the samsara vriksha, the tree of samsara, can be felled only with the weapon of dispassion in the form of self-knowledge ordained by Vedanta Shastra. So Vedanta Vihita Brahmatma Darshana Asanga Shastrakrita Uchedaha. Samsara Vriksha is that which the cleaving of which is done with the weapon of dispassion in terms of Atma Jnanam, self-knowledge, ordained by, prescribed by the Vedanta Shastram. Okay. Yeshaha Samsara Vrikshaha Ashwattaha. The samsara, this tree of samsara is Ashwattaha. Why? Because Ashwattavate. He said to be Ashwattha tree because Ashwattavate, like an Ashwattha tree, Kama Karma Vata Irita Nitya Prachalita Subhavaha. Nitya Prachalita Subhavaha. Samsara Vriksha is also ever of the nature of being shaken. Prachalita Subhavaha means what? Prachalitam Subhavam Yasya. Prachalita Subhavaha. Samsara Vriksha is of the nature of being shaken. Ever of the nature of being shaken by the wind. Wind in the form of Kama Karma. wind of karma and karma, desires and desire impelled actions. Samsara vrikshaha, known as ashvatha vrikshaha. Which is ever of the nature of being shaken by the wind, by the air, in the form of desire and desire impelled actions. Swarga, Naraka, Triyak, Pretadibihi, Shakabihi, Avakshakaha. And the Samsara Vriksha has the branches below also. Shakabihi, Avakshakaha. Avakshakaha means the Samsara Vriksha has trees below, and those trees are here, Swarga, Naraka, Triyak, Pretadibihi, Shakabihi, Avakshakaha. See, Swarga means the heaven, Naraka means hell, Triyak means the world of horizontally growing animals, and Preta means world of ghosts. Ghost means, don't mistake anything, the jiva is about to leave the physical body, or said be pretas. So, swarga, naraka, triyak, pretadibihi, shakabihi, avakshakaha. It also has this world of many worlds as its branches below. Branches growing downwards. All these worlds, apart from, see, seven worlds above we have seen. Again from the lower worlds. Swarga, Naraka, Triyak, Pretadbhi, Shakabhi, Avakshakaha. Sanatanaha. Sanatanaha. Samsara Vriksha is also perennially eternal. Sanatanaha means what? Eternal. Eternal means what? It's also beginningless, endless. Samsara Vriksha. The life of transmigration, likened to a tree, is also Sanatanaha, because it is beginningless, endless. Therefore, it is perennially eternal tree. Every time a person dies, again has to be born. Endless. How long? Until and unless Jnanam takes place, Samsara Vriksha will be there continuously. Sanatanaha, Anadityat Chiram Pravrittaha. Anadityat Chiram Pravrittaha. Samsara Vriksha is there. Samsara Vriksha continues to exist endlessly. For long, long, long time. Anadityat, because a beginningless tree, therefore it continues to exist endlessly also. Then the question comes, endlessly? No. Samsara Vriksha, endlessly means what? It will be there endlessly as long as ignorance is there. Samsara Vriksha will be there. Samsara Vriksha is beginningless. The life of transmigration is beginningless. It will be there endlessly as long as ignorance is. Which means only when Jnanam takes place, Samsara Vriksha can be felled. Chiram Pravruttaha. Yade Asya Samsara Vrikshasya Moolam. Now comes question. And this is the description of Samsara tree. And Samsara tree has its root. Root means what? The source of existence. Samsara, this frightening, okay, inexplicable. Samsara Vriksha is mithya. It is not real. Okay? The samsara, the life of transmigration likened to a tree, has its moolam, has its existence in Brahma. What is the root? What is the root which lends existence to this tree of life of transmigration? That's what is yad asya samsara vrikshasya moolam tadeva shukram. Shukram means shubhram. Shukram, shubhram, pure, shuddham. Shukram, shubhram, shuddham mean the same. Shukram, shubhram, shuddham means pure. Jyotishmat, pure reality, abstract formless reality, absolutely pure, and which is of the nature of effulgence, of the nature of knowing. Therefore, it's said to be Jyotishmat. Reality is of the nature of the light of knowing. What is that? Chaitanya Atma Jyotihi. Chaitanya Atma Jyotihi. The light of consciousness. Of the nature of the self. Light of consciousness obtaining as the nature of the self. Atma Jyoti. Chaitanya Atma Jyotihi. The consciousness, the light of consciousness obtaining as the self, which is of the nature of knowing, which is pure. Shukram, shubhram, shuddham, jyotishmat, chaitanyatma, jyotihi, subhavam, atma, jyoti, subhavam. We don't speak atma, jyoti, subhavam. This tadeva brahma, this absolute reality, abstract formless reality implied by the term Brahman, which is of the nature of light of consciousness acting as the self. It is ever pure. Pure means it's always free from all impurities. This consciousness is absolutely free from punyam, papam, sanchita karma, agami karma, parabdha karma, free from punyam, papams, and free from all blemishes, free from defects, free from birth, death, etc., and free from impurities such as raga, dveshas, deceits, hatred, etc. Therefore, absolutely pure. Shukram, shubram, shuddham, jyotishmat, chaitanya, atma, jyoti, subhavam, tadeva, brahma. And that brahma is what? Sarva mahatva. So, this absolute reality, Brahman, is the root which lends existence to the life of samsara, the tree of samsara, tree of samsara, the life of transmigration. Why? Sarva mahatva. Because of its nature of infinitude. Sarva mahatmat. Because of absolute greatness. Sarva mahatva. Because Brahman is absolutely great. Because there's nothing beyond Brahma. It is this Brahma, abstract, formless reality, which is of the nature of consciousness, obtaining the self. And this Brahman alone lends existence to this inexplicably vast, beginningless, endless cycle of life of transmigration. Sarva mahatva. Okay. Next, tadeva amritam. Now we are going to other words. We are seeing the meanings of other words now. Tadeva amritam. Is it clear now? And that now we are talking about Brahma. The whole Bhashyam was description of samsara tree. Tadeva amritam. that absolute reality, Brahman, is what now? Amritam. Amritam means, I told you already, immortal. And Chakrabhutva writes here, Avinasha Swabhavam. So, this absolute reality is of the nature of remaining ever indestructible. Avinasha Swabhavam. Vinashaha means destruction. Avinasha Swabhava means it is of the nature of being indestructible. It is subject to any destruction. It is of the nature of not being subject to any destruction. Absolutely indestructible. There's nothing can destroy, nothing can cause the death of Brahma. Abstract formless reality. Because Brahman is that which lends existence to everything. Everything else is dependent on Brahma. So whole Jagat, the life of transmigration, enjoys its existence in Brahma. The Brahman is absolutely indestructible. Avinasha Subhavam Uchyate. Uchyate means Kathyate. Why? Because Satyatvat. Because of its nature of being the absolute reality. Satyatvat. Because of its nature of being absolute reality. Because it is absoluteness. Satyatvat. Because of its absoluteness. Because of its nature of being absolute reality. Because of its nature of self-existence, it is absolutely indestructible. Tadeva amritam avinasha subhavam uchyate kathyate satyatvat. Then he says, vacharambhanam vikaro namadheyam anritam. Now he is explaining what is anritam. Anritam means mithya. Anritam means non-real. Ritam means satyam. So, Brahman is satyam. This absolute abstract reality, Brahma, is satyam. Absolutely real. Therefore, it is not subject to any destruction. So, it is amritam. So, vacharambanam vikaro namadheyam, anritam. Anritam means not real. What is not real? This samsara, or the world of objects, everything is nothing but just non-substantial name. Non-substantial name, which has no existence of its own. Name is of the form, name of the form is that which hangs on the tongue. Watch arambanam is just hanging. Alambanam. Walk arambanam, watch arambanam, vikaro namadheyam. Anritam. See, this is a very important quotation. There's no Upanishad, no Bhasham where this line is not quoted. Vacharambanam vikaro namadheyam anritam. See, name is non-substantial. All the forms are, the entire world is nothing but a name. The entire world can be reduced to one word, name. One word, one name, what is world we can say. All the countless number of forms here, which constitute this world, can be reduced to word. Everything is nothing but, all the forms are nothing but words only. forms do not exist independently outside of the word names. Okay. Names which are words cannot exist without the respective forms. And the forms are nothing but words. Forms have their existence only in words. And these words are as a non-substantial. They do not have existence of their own. Words which hang on the tongue produced by this, organ of speech hang on the tongue. And these words are non-substantial. Forms are non-substantial. Why? Because words are not independent existence. Words are expressions of thoughts. Thoughts are manifestations of knowledge. And Brahman is a source of manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, all these forms which can be reduced to words hang on the tongue, which constitute the samsara and which constitute the jagat. Therefore, it's mithya anritam. Anyat ataha martyam. Therefore, this mithya world of objects, except Brahma, except this abstract formless reality, which is of the nature of consciousness, implied by the term Brahma, obtaining as the self of every individual, alone is amritam, immortal, not object to death. But this anritam, this mithya forms and names which constitute the jagat is what now? Samsara also is subject to death. Martyam, anritam, martyam. Vikaraha means modification. Modification means what now? Implies a form. Any form is constantly of the nature of undergoing a change. Therefore, any form is said to be vikaraha. And vikara, the forms, do not have existence outside of the words. And the words are also are non-substantial. Forms and words are non-substantial. All the forms are non-substantial forms. All the objects are non-substantial forms and names only. It means the substance is Brahma, which is absolutely indestructible. It's Atma. Therefore, all the forms are subject to change, or martyam, subject to death. I'm going to next sentence. Tasmin paramartha satye brahmani. Tasmin paramartha satye brahmani. So, this is Brahma. Now we understood what is Brahma. The abstract formless reality implied by the term Brahman is the paramartha satyam, absolute reality. Paramartha means absolute. Paramartha satyam, absolute reality. The world is what? Jagat is vyavaharikam satyam. World is a relative reality, empirical reality. Samsara is also empirically real. But Brahman alone is absolutely real. Therefore, paramartha satyam is Brahma. Paramartha satye brahmani lokaha gandharva nagari marichudaka maya samaha. So all these worlds, we do not know. Shastra talks about 14 worlds, all the worlds including Bhuloka, which are all like all these worlds, the seemingly real worlds also, actually like the seemingly real worlds which enjoy their existence in Brahma are also like what? Gandharva Nagari. The city formed of clouds in the sky. Marichi Udakam. Mirage water. Maya. The magic of the magician. The Samaha. All these seemingly real worlds are also similar to these mithya things such as magicians' magic show, magic, or mirage water, or the castle built in the sky formed of clouds. So Gandharva Nagari, Gandharva Nagara, Marichudaka, Gandharva Nagara, Marichudaka, Maya Samaha, which are equivalent to this, which are similar to these only. Living is real world. No, this world also is equivalent to what? The Marichudaka, mirage water only. It's also as mithya as that. So these words, which are similar to Gandhava Nagari, etc., enjoy their existence in absolute reality, Brahma. So Brahma alone is Satyam. Tasmin paramartha satye brahmani lokaha Gandharva Nagara Marichudaka Maya Samaha Lokaha. Paramartha darshana abhavasam avagamanaha shitaha. All these worlds which are as good as these mithya things, enjoy their existence in absolute reality, Brahma. Paramartha darshana abhava avagamanaha. So, paramartha darshana abhava avagamanaha. To understand to be non-existent in the wake of the vision of the truth. See, paramartha darshani, if we have the vision of the absolute reality, and when we see the world from the standpoint of the vision of the judgment of the reality, then they will disappear. They won't be there. It's like if you see the ocean, the standpoint of the water, there's no ocean, there's only water. If you see the ocean and ocean, then you can see the ocean. So here, paramartha darshana abhava avagamanaha. Avagamanaha means these worlds can be understood to be non-existent. Only we see the world from the standpoint, the reality, in the vision, in the wake of the vision of the absolute reality, Brahma, from the standpoint of Brahma, the worlds can be understood to be this non-existent. They're not really there. And such worlds have their existence. Such worlds have their existence in Brahma, absolute reality, Brahma. Shitaha, ashitaha means they enjoy their existence. Sarve means all the worlds enjoy their existence in absolute reality, Brahma. When sarve means samastaha, samastaha is equal to sarve. Sarve means samastaha, all the worlds. Loka samastha sukhino bhavantu. We always say, no, samastaha means sarve, all. Then utpatti sthiti layeshu. Utpatti means creation, sthiti existence, laya means resolution. So when in all three periods of creation, sustenance and resolution, the worlds, all these worlds enjoy their existence only in Brahma. The worlds which are of the nature of, which are similar to this Gandharva Nagari, and which can be understood to be non-existent in the wake of knowledge of the Brahman. They seem to be existent really, only as long as we remain ignorant of the truth. Once you have the knowledge of the truth, in the light of knowledge, we will not see these worlds. I mean, we can see the worlds being mithya. See, knowledge of the truth will not destroy the worlds. Knowledge of the truth will help you negate the worlds as mithya. Resolve the worlds as mithya. Negating the worlds as mithya in the wake of the knowledge of the truth alone is said to be seeing the worlds being, see, understand the fact that worlds are as good as non-existent. But now we think they're very real. So, tasmin paramartha satye brahmani lokaha gandharva nagara marichudaka maya samaha. These worlds are similar to marichudakam, mirage water. How much do you value mirage water? It's not really there. Gandharva Nagari, the celestial castle built in the air, formed of the clouds. How real it is? Maya, any magic shown by a magician, how real it is? So also all these worlds, with all these worlds are samaha. Gandharva Nagara Marichudaka Maya Samaha Sarve Lokaha Paramartha Darshana Abhava Avagamanaha. Okay. They're understood to be, they can be understood to be non-existent in the wake of the knowledge of the absolute reality. And such worlds, sarve samastaha loka, sarve lokaha, tasmin paramat satye brahmani shritaha, ashritaha. They enjoy their existence in absolute reality, Brahma. In all three periods of creation, sustenance and resolution. When the worlds become resolved, they do not exist outside of Brahma. When they enjoy existence, they exist in Brahma. And before origination also, they are in Brahma. When the worlds come into existence, they exist in Brahma. When they enjoy existence, they exist in Brahma. When they become resolved, they are resolved in Brahma. These worlds never have existence outside of Brahman at all. Which means, why? Because Maya is the material cause of these worlds. See, no effect can exist independently outside of this material. Chain cannot be away from the chain enjoys existence in gold. Ocean enjoys existence in water. So all these worlds enjoy existence in Maya. And Maya is inseparable power of Brahma. Maya alone is in the form of Jagat. Maya manifested is what? The Jagat. And Maya is in the power of Brahma. Therefore, Brahman alone, Brahman endowed with the power of knowing alone, is the material cause of this universe. Therefore, the universe never exists outside of Brahma. Tadu, tad Brahma na tyeti na ativartate. What does it mean? Therefore, tad Brahma na atyeti na ativartate. So nothing in this world, this universe of all these 14 worlds does not exist at all outside of Brahma. Nothing exists beyond Brahma. Everything always enjoys their existence only in Brahma. Mridadimiva ghatadikaryam. Mridadimiva ghatadikaryam. Mrit means clay. Adi means etc. Ghata means pot. Just as pot etc. doesn't exist beyond the clay etc. Objects, the forms and names, object, the forms and names of objects such as pot, etc., do not exist outside of or beyond the causes, material cause, clay, etc. Pot does not exist beyond the clay, outside of the clay. Pot exists only in the clay. It means clay alone is real, pot is mithya. Pot is a non-substantial form and name which has no independent existence of its own outside of clay. So there's no pot. Pot is just an appearance of clay only. What is only clay with reference to clay pot? Similarly, in every cause, in every effect, the cause alone is in the form of effect. Really speaking, there's no effect, no appearance. So, ghatadikaryam, the effects such as pot, etc., do not exist outside of the causes, clay, etc. Mridadimiva ghatadikaryam kaschana kaschidapi means none, nothing exists. Kaschana vikaraha kaschidapi vikaraha, no form, no form of any object, no name of any object exists outside of Brahma, beyond Brahma. Everything enjoys existence only in Brahma. Brahman alone is satyam. Everything else is mithya here. Etadvaitat. And this is the fact that in Nachiketas you wanted to know as a result of the third boon. At last we completed this Vashyam. Okay. Let's go to the next mantra now. Mantra number 2. Very simple mantra. Okay. See, by presenting Brahman as the source of existence of samsara vriksha, Upanishad actually makes understand Brahman with its inseparable power of Maya alone is there as the material cause of the universe. Brahman with its inseparable power of knowing is there as the material cause of the samsara, the objective universe also. Now in this mantra, second mantra, Upaya wants to present that Brahman is not only the material cause of the universe, the same Brahma is also the intelligent, efficient cause of the universe. For which the two reasons are given. See, there cannot be an effect without a cause. Nothing can come into existence out of nothing. The world is existent. The world is existent, which world enjoys existence. We are here as part of the world. Therefore, the world enjoys existence. Anything which enjoys existence must have a cause, the source of existence. anything and everything which enjoys existence, which is there as an existent thing, must have a source of existence. This is the logic here. Because something which enjoys existence cannot be here without the source of existence. Therefore, the world enjoys existence, therefore there must be a source of existence, which means the world is an effect, means, and it must have a cause. The existence of the world is the proof that it has a cause. It has a cause, means a source of existence. One thing. Second thing, and everything in this universe exists within the realm of a given order. Nothing in this world exists outside of the order. There's an order within the realm of everything exists within the realm of an order. That order itself, how do we see? Because there are many, many involuntary things happening, which means without any instructions and governance, sun shines, wind blows, all living beings come into existence. Are we creating anything? Everything is happening here. Everything is functioning here. The world functions beautifully, which means all this, in the very function of the world itself, is the proof that there is an order involved in everything. Wherever there's order involved, order being involved presupposes the knowledge. Therefore, the knowledge being Brahma, manifestation of the reality, the Brahman is also, Brahman alone is in the form of universal, natural, moral law and order. Therefore, the Brahman is also the intelligent, the efficient cause of the universe. So this second mantra focuses on that aspect, giving an answer for a Shunyavadi. No, Shunyavadi. There are so many schools of thought. One of them is Shunyavadi. A Shunyavadi, there are many people who are of the very strong view the world has come into existence from nothing. Means there was nothing. Asatkaryavadaha, we call it. Asatkaryavadaha means who believe that nothing was there before the universe came into existence. The universe came into existence from nothingness. So that school is refuted here. So Shankaracharya introduces this mantra. Yad vijnanat amrutaha bhavanti. Iti uchyate jagataha moolam. Jagataha moolam uchyate. The root of the universe, obtaining as the intelligent cause. The root of the universe means the source of existence of the universe. The source of existence of the universe is not only is there as the material cause, is also there as an intelligent, efficient cause. Jagataha moolam means the root of the universe. Root of the universe means the source of existence of the universe. Is there as an intelligent cause also. Yad vijnanat, by knowing that source of existence of the universe, amrutaha bhavanti, people become immortal. People become free from bondage of death. Yad vijnanat, because of the knowledge of which alone, அமிர்தாக பவந்தி. பீப்புள் பிகம் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் பாண்டேஜ் ஆஃப் டெத். இட்டி தெர்ஃபோர் இட்ஸ் அகேன்ஸ்ட் இட் இஸ் செட் ஹியர் பவந்தி இது உச்சதே ஜகத் மூலம், ஜகத் மூலம் ததேவ அந்த தட் சோர்ஸ் ஆஃப் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் த யூனிவர்ஸ் அப்டெய்னிங் ஆஸ் மெட்டீரியல் காஸ் அண்ட் த இன்டெலிஜென்ட் காஸ் ஆஃப் த யூனிவர்ஸ் ஈஸ் தட் பிரம்மன் ஓன்லி. பை நோயிங் தட் பிரம்மன் பீப்புள் பிகம் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் பாண்டேஜ் ஆஃப் டெத். This is the fact. But Nasti Brahma, next sentence, Nasti Brahma, there's no Brahman. Asataha eva idam nisritam, there is no Brahma. Next sentence, okay, after tadeva put a full stop. Nasti Brahma, there is no Brahman, there is no reality. Asataha eva idam nisritam. Idam, this universe, idam means this universe has emerged from non-existence only. Asataha eva idam nisritam. This universe has emerged, come into existence from non-existence. There is no Brahma. Iti, if somebody says thus, then the answer tat na, no, that is not true. Tat na means that is not true. If somebody says, not somebody, there are people who say that. So tat na, it is not true. Then what is the answer? Mantra gives the answer. Edidam kinch jagat sarvam. யதிதம் கிஞ்ச ஜகத் சர்வம் பிராண ஏஜதி நிஸ்ருதம். யதிதம் கிஞ்ச ஜகத் சர்வம் பிராண ஏஜதி நிஸ்ருதம் மகத் பயம் வஜ்ரமுத்யதம். மகத் பயம் வஜ்ரமுத்யதம் யஏதத் விதுர் அம்ருதாஸ்தே பவந்தி. யதே தத் விதுர் அம்ருதாஸ்தே பவந்தி. சோ திஸ் மந்த்ரா ஆல்சோ பிரசன்ட் பெனிஃபிட் ஆஃப் நாலேஜ். எது ஏதத் விதுகு, நாட் எது, எது மகத் பயம் வஜ்ரமுத்யதம் ய ஏதத், ய ஏதத் விதுர் அம்ருதாஸ்தே பவந்தி. சி ய ஏதத் தேர் not ya, ye, that is ye means yaha yau ye, third person plural relative pronoun ye. Ye means those who. Ye yetad viduhu, because sandhi, that ekara has gone. Ye yetad viduhu, those who understand this, those who know this, those who know this fact, amrutaha bhavanti te. Ye viduhu te amrutaha bhavanti. Those people who know this fact become immortal. Become immortal means what? They can take ownership of immortality as their own nature. They become free from bondage of death. Okay, what is that? They should know what that is said in the whole mantra. Yadidam kinch jagat sarvam, yadidam kinch jagat sarvam. Yadidam kinch means whatever is here in this world, whatever is here as the world. Yadidam kinch jagat sarvam, whatever little is here as the world. Sarvam பிராணே ஏ, சர்வம் பிராணே ஏஜதி நிஸ்ருதம். எவ்ரிதிங் ஹாஸ் எமர்ஜ் ஃப்ரம் பிரம்மா. பிராணே ஏஜதி, பிராணே ஏஜதி. சி பிராணஹா, அகெயின் பிராணே, பிராணே, எவ்ரிதிங் ஹியர், பிராணே ஏஜதி நிஸ்ருதம் பவதி. இதம் சர்வம் ஜெகத், தி என்டைட்டி ஆஃப் திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ், யத் கிஞ்ச, யத் கிஞ்ச மீன்ஸ் வாட், வாட் எவர் லிட்டில் எக்ஸிஸ்ட் இன் திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ் ஆஸ் பார்ட் ஆஃப் திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ், வாட் எவர் லிட்டில் எக்ஸிஸ்ட் இன் திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ் ஆஸ் பார்ட் ஆஃப் திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ், வாட் எவர் திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ் இஸ் கன்சிஸ்டிங் ஆஃப், எவ்ரிதிங், தி என்டைட்டி ஆஃப் திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ் நிஸ்ருதம், நிஸ்ருதம் மீன்ஸ் நிர்கதம், மீன் வாட், it comes out, manifests, comes into existence, then yajati, comes into existence from, and also yajati, yajati means, literally yajati means moves, it continues to exist, moves, prane, the word prana here implies brahma, prane means what, continues exists only in brahma, prane ejati, it moves in brahma means it enjoys its existence in brahma, absolute reality brahma, it comes into existence from brahma, it enjoys existence in brahma, it continues to be there, it moves only in brahma means it enjoys in brahma only, all the waves move in water means what, all the waves enjoy existence only in water, similarly here the jagat also, the universe also functions, survives, exists in brahma, comes from brahma, exists in brahma, nisrutam ஏஜதி பிராணே, and therefore what it said next word is மகத் பயம், மகத் பயம் means what, this absolute reality Brahman is not a source of fear, okay, not a source of fear, but it is as though it's a source of fear, மகத் பயம் means it is it is great fear, Brahma itself is so, great fear means in its presence everything functions, everything happens, by its mere presence everything happens, in the presence of a king without being instructed all everyone does things, similarly here in the mere presence of Brahman without any action on the part of Brahman, with any effort on the part of Brahman, in its mere presence everything happens, everything functions in proper order, therefore Brahman, it is said Brahman is big, a great terror fear, உத்யதம் வஜ்ரம், வஜ்ரம் மீன்ஸ் தண்டர்போல்ட், a weapon of Indra is called வஜ்ரம், உத்யதம் வஜ்ரம், it's like a lifted thunderbolt, உத்யதம் is a past passive participle, lifted thunderbolt, a thunderbolt, a vajrayudham lifted means is going to destroy, kill somebody. So it's a cause of fear. Any weapon lifted, okay, somebody has lifted the weapon in front of you, naturally you'll be frightened. So Brahman is a great terror, great fear. it is like a weapon, highly frightening weapon, Vajrayudham, thunderbolt lifted. Any weapon lifted causes fear. So Brahman is here like a great fear, like the thunderbolt lifted. So we should not mistake here, oh, Brahman causes fear. No. If we know Brahman, in the wake of knowledge of Brahman, the very phenomenon called fear will resolve for good. Brahman is not a source of fear. Brahman is of the nature of fearlessness. But the Brahman, which is of the nature of fearlessness, is said to be great fear here because in its presence, without any action or movement on the part of Brahman, by its mere presence, it contributes to the activation of everything. Everything functions. Everything acts well. Therefore, it is like the lifted weapon, lifted thunderbolt. Is said to be like that. Okay? Which means everything in this world exists within the realm of order. The fear, the word fear, mahat bhayam, udyatam, vajram, these two words actually imply here that everything happens in order. Everything exists in the realm of an order. Sun shines, wind blows, water moves, water flows, rivers flow, mountains stand. All the living beings are alive and the functions are happening and the natural things are happening. Food becomes produced, plants grow, animals eat. Like everything is happening here. Nothing is stopped. Therefore, everything is happening means, and they're not really, it's not because of the human efforts. They're naturally happening. Which means there's an amazing, inexplicably amazing order involved in the existence of the whole jagat. Therefore, that's what is said to be here. Brahman Brahman is said to be greater fear, like the lifted weapon. Ete viduhu, ye viduhu, etat. And those who discover this Brahman, those who discover this absolute reality Brahman, te amrutaha bhavanti, they become free from bondage of death. See, Brahma jnanam is the means of attainment of freedom. That is repeatedly said. Understand the absolute reality, which alone is in the form of universal, natural, moral law and order. Within the realm of which alone everything exists and every function, any function happens. And that Brahma, knowing that the Brahman is the intelligent cause of the universe, understanding that Brahman, one becomes free from, those who understand that Brahman, those who know that Brahman become immortal. Become immortal means what? They discover their own nature being Brahma, their own nature being immortality. Okay. The rest we'll see tomorrow. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.